Obviously, we are going to engage with our legal department so that we start legal proceedings against this clear violation of human rights. Our constitution is very clear in terms of ensuring that the government supports efforts by individuals to fend for their families. So this move alone is a clear violation of that a clear constitutional provision. So we are going to challenge it. We already started engaging with our lawyers, and today close to 100 members of our union came to our offices reporting, giving us evidence in terms of what happened to their properties so that we can start this process of challenging this in the court of law.
But from your observation, the city council, didn't it have the right to demolish the buildings if they were built there illegally? What's the right course to go when something like that happens?
The right course to go is to engage with the people. Everyone is aware of the situation that is prevailing in Zimbabwe. There are no jobs. So to just come and destroy somebody's livelihood is just wrong morally. So we had expected them to come and engage us as the union of any move that they were going to take that was going to affect our membership, as we had agreed.